Come to the portion of our worship where we share our joys and concerns. Leah.
Yeah. Good morning. We did a thing last week. I came away from last Sunday the best kind of tired, if there is a good kind of tired to be. And I just wanted to thank you all again for your contribution in making last Sunday such a wonderful success. If you were not able to stay for the afternoon program after the luncheon, you really missed a nice show. And not one that we could record, but it really was a lovely time. And so the thing is, I didn't want to spend a lot of time in a gratitude way last week because I knew that there was going to be somebody that I missed. Because people crawl out of the woodwork when help is needed in this church community, and it heartens me to be able to say that. And so. I really, really need to mention Vicky Nee and Rachel Legaspi and my poor husband, Scott, who bore the brunt of my venting and needed to talk me off of ledges many, many times in preparation for last Sunday. But I want to do this, and I know that we're not all here as we're usually here on a Sunday, but if you were here on the 19th to help set up chairs, would you please stand up and set tables? Please, 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 stand up. Do it. All right. If you were here on Saturday night last week to help arrange stay standing. If you were here on Saturday night to help us arrange flowers, thank you. Stand up, stand up. If you made yourself available when the food was delivered to help set up a table, or you helped to serve the box lunches last Sunday, please stand up. Thank you. All right. And if you were one of the few, the brave, and the tired that stayed around after everything was over to help put chairs away and tables, please stand up. Would you please show your appreciation for these people? Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All of you, thank you. All right, so I have received a lot of words of gratitude and cards and notes and emails and things thanking me for everything that I did, but none of it was done alone. And really, all of you were the hands and feet. One other thing that bears mentioning are the angels who donated and made sure that our lunch and our rental for tablecloths and other purchases that needed to be made in order for last week to happen were made. And I wanted to thank you all for making those donations. You know who you are, whether you approached me or not. And I thank you, because you felt like that was your love language and your superpower and the way that you could support us. So again, I am still skating on the good feelings from last Sunday, and every time I think about it, I cannot help but smile. And I hope that feeling is true for you too. We've got a little less than 40 years until the actual physical building turns 100 years old, and I hope we're all around to celebrate that too. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Leah, actually, for everything, organizing all those things. We have refreshments this morning in the social hall after worship. They are given by Jill and Willie Lazarte in honor of their grandson, Woody, who turned 2 years old on May 25th. Woody is Wendelin's son. And for those of you who attend Bible study mornings on Tuesdays, Woody is our classmate. He's 2 years old and he gives us a lot of fun. Also, we have some joys and concerns. Yesterday we served outreach lunch, and we thank everyone who helped, and we thank especially Helen Parian. We really had good food yesterday. Helen, if you didn't know, was a chef of Diana Ross, and she prepared a wonderful lasagna and meatloaf dish for us to hand out to our neighbors who were in need. Also, let us continue to pray for healing for Kathy Auld and Mimi Case. Kathy and Mimi went down with COVID, and I believe Kathy is still experiencing some difficulty breathing. And let's also continue to pray for Pastor Jacob's family, for Auntie Evelyn, Manang Evelyn to many of us, Arthur, Zenny, and Ophelia Garcia from Florence. Also, from Rachel Legaspi, for the family of Deb Marconi, thoughts and prayers to the family, friends, and students of Mrs. Marconi. She sadly passed away last Friday. So prayers for the family.
I have a prayer request myself. My husband is riding in the AIDS Life Cycle Ride the first week of June. For those of you that don't know what that is a 545-mile ride over 7 days from San Francisco to LA, and it raises funds for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and also for the Los Angeles LGBTQ Center. So I ask your prayers for his safety as he makes this trek from San Francisco to LA the first Sunday of June. He's actually at Redondo First, our church, today, because they are blessing him and giving him prayers too, for which I'm grateful. Dear friends, as we pray together, I invite you to respond to the words, "Lord, in your mercy," with the words, "Hear our prayer." Let us pray. On this day of Pentecost, we give you thanks, Holy God, for the gift of life, the gift of love, the gift of this community of faith. It is so good to be able to share our needs and joys with one another, to feel each other's support and love, and we are grateful. Be with all those whose names have been lifted up this morning. Give strength and healing to those who are ill. Bless those who grieve with comfort and peace, and give direction to those who are in need of guidance. As we move toward the summer, encourage students and teachers so that they will finish the school year strong, and be with all those who are traveling, especially this weekend. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we gather with family and friends to celebrate Memorial Day, help us to find time to remember those whose sacrifices in the service of our country are the reason for this holiday. May those whose lives have been lost rest in peace. May those who grieve their loss be comforted, and may their service inspire us as individuals and as a nation to strive diligently to resolve conflict and to seek peace and justice in the world. Be with those who currently serve in the armed forces and protect and guide them and their families. Lord, in your mercy. Empowering Spirit, for 100 years you have blessed this congregation with countless gifts. By your grace, continue to fill them with gratitude and love, remove any jealousy or arrogance, and remind all of us that we are one in Christ. Help us to recognize and encourage those gifts in each other so that they may be used for the common good, and surprise and amaze us with all that we can do in Christ's name, so that we might serve him in humility, love, and joy. Lord, in your mercy. All these things we pray in Christ's holy name, even as we say together the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now with gratitude and joy in our hearts, let us offer our gifts to God.